Opposition is growing to a bill that would allow Northwestern Energy to buy a unit at Colstrip without oversight from the Public Service Commission. Current and former PSC commissioners have become increasingly vocal in their concerns that Senate Bill 331 will pass on major costs to ratepayers. Commissioner Roger Koopman says a monopoly utility such as Northwestern Energy doesn't operate like free market companies and needs regulation on decisions like these to ensure customers are getting a good deal.
$75 million of those costs are simply removed from PSC review. And all that does is create an incentive for the company to be less efficient and, of course, lays all the risk and all the cost in the laps of the ratepayer. And that's just not fair.
A Montana Voters Education Fund survey last week found 63% of Montana voters oppose the bill, and only 19% support it. It's been dubbed the Save Colstrip Bill, although it doesn't explicitly secure jobs. Northwestern and lawmakers who support this measure say purchasing Unit 4 at Colstrip provides the utility with a reliable source of energy. The bill has cleared the Senate. Koopman points out that Northwestern had a chance to buy Unit 4 and didn't take it. He says the fact that current owners don't want to keep it and reportedly are willing to sell it for $1 also raises red flags.
It's an economic fact right now that those units have been made into a very, very risky proposition.
Brad Molnar, a former Public Service Commission, says there's another reason to be wary of this bill. Cleanup costs for Colstrip would be passed on to consumers, and that could be $1.5 billion over a decade.
I cannot imagine a $150 million rate increase to be forced upon the people of Montana without a hearing before the Public Service Commission as being a germane answer to whatever the question is.
Molnar also encourages lawmakers not to tie SB 331 and a bill on Medicaid expansion together. He believes low-income communities served by Medicaid expansion will see its benefits consumed by a rise in their energy bill costs. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.